Okay, we're back again to our chit chats for Friday. We've give a few people a call today to chat to, and then our third person we're talking to is MX2 second place championship rider at the moment, Neville Bradshaw. Nev, how's it going?
Hey, all's good, mate. Just just been using the last few weekends off just to get the bike set up good and try to get my sand riding dialed in a bit. But yeah, all's good at the minute.
So how are you coping with the weather this week? What have you been up to?
It's been alright for me. We spent from Friday to Sunday in Belgium, so we rode out there, and it was pretty dry out there. Then we got back here, and I managed to get a good day in at Meeple on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we managed to miss the rain, and the track was quite deep, but it was real good practice for Ling, I think. And then, yeah, just been training in the gym, and then I'll go ride tomorrow at Mildenhall, and then, just ready for Sunday.
You ride in tomorrow, the day before the championship?
Yeah, I always like to ride on a Saturday just to get loosened up a bit. You know, I found last year, I was like in the first mode, I was struggling quite bad.
Yeah.
Just with arm pump and stuff. And I find if I ride on a Saturday, it kind of loosens me up a bit for the Sunday.
What do you do on a Saturday? Do you do sort of full motos or just to loosen up sort of ride?
No, I just normally ride for about 45 minutes, do 2 20-minute sessions.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just do some starts and stuff. Last year, I had a 450 and that worked pretty good. I practiced on the Saturday on a 450.
Yeah.
And then it made riding the 250 the next day a lot easier. But I don't know, just like, I just find like, it just takes a while to get into it. And then if I ride on the Saturday, it makes it a lot easier on the Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose it does loosen you up a little bit.
Yeah.
So who did you go to Belgium with? Was it just you or?
No, me and like my riding buddy, Sean Barnsdale, he kind of went out there with me. And there's a couple of English guys out there. Jordan Darvill was out there. And a few other guys that I didn't really know, but it was pretty good, you know. Like, it's always like a bit of a mission to go out to Belgium, but when you do actually get out there, you realize, you know, how easy everything is and how cool the tracks are. And I mean, like, when you ride in England all the time, like, I practice the same tracks pretty much every week, you know, so it was really cool to go ride a few different tracks and makes the riding, like, really, really exciting again, you know, so it's pretty good. We got the suspension set up a lot better, well, because there's not a lot of tracks in England that get that rough that you can actually set the suspension up. So we got that set up better, and we got a new engine set up, which I tested out there, which was pretty good. So it was good.
So the Evo Tech boys, they do their engines and suspension then, yeah?
Yeah, it's all in-house. They do everything, so.
Okay. So what, obviously you're 10 points behind at the moment, behind Mel.
Yeah.
And Elliot's obviously just behind with 4 points behind you.
Yes.
Ling, good track for you normally?
It's all right. Like, obviously, Ling, with all the corners kind of going into one line, it's really important to get a good start.
Yeah.
It gets nice and rough, you know, so it separates the guys a little bit. Yeah, but mainly it's just a start, you know, like the front four or five guys are pretty much similar speed. So if you can start up at the front and, you know, like all the racing these days is just sprinting, you know, you have to go as fast as you can for 20 minutes. So, it's pretty good. I quite like the track. Like, when it gets rough at the end of the day, you know, it's real technical and you got to choose your lines right and get your corners good, because you can lose quite a bit of time if you kind of mess the turn up down like all the long straights and stuff. And like out in the field, it's nice and fast and you can set up different lines and set up some good passes and stuff. So yeah, I think it's a cool track.
Do you look at it, you mentioned about the field out the back. Do you think they could do anything with that just to make it a little bit more, I don't know, technical sort of bit?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could. I guess... the guys at Ling, they're pretty old school, you know. They kind of like to keep their track pretty old school. And, like, with it being like that, it actually creates more passing, I think, because it gets real rough out in the field because it's just so fast.
Yeah.
And I think if you had to put it, like, a jump and stuff in, it would be different because, obviously, you'd have to line yourself up a bit better and stuff. And I think it would make more one line. So I think it's actually pretty good the way it's just, like, open. And, you know, like, you have to choose different lines because by the end of the day, the one line, the main line gets so rough, you know, so... You can kind of cut, it's a bit like road racing, you can kind of cut back on the turns and, you know, really set up some good passes and stuff.
Yeah. So for you now then, obviously you're the only rider riding for EvoTech, yeah?
No, there is Jordan Darvill's in the team and Joe Banfield is also
right,
you
are a privateer, aren't you, basically?
Like, it's my profession to do that. Like, the team pays me to do it and stuff, but I don't think they get any help from Honda and stuff. So, effectively, it is like a privateer Honda team. You know, they buy all their bikes, they buy all their spares, and, you know, there's a few good sponsors on board that, you know, help us out with, like, Renfrew and the tires and oils and stuff like that. But, like, as far as manufacturer is concerned, I think they pretty much do their own thing.
So, what about you then as a rider? Is this your last year as MX2 or...?
No, I don't know. I really enjoy riding the 250F. You know, like I did quite a few years in the 450, and I had some good rides and stuff. But I just feel like when I'm riding the 250F, you know, I have a lot more fun at it, and I believe you get your best results where you're having fun. So, I don't know. I might move up. Like, I mean, if I can get this championship done and if I can win it, then maybe I'll go MX1 next year. And if not, yeah, just stay MX2. Like, it's what I enjoy doing. So.
Is that obviously this year then your aim is to win the championship?
Yeah, like I mean, there's not a lot of opportunities that come around like the way this year has panned out, you know. At the start of the year when there was talk about Osborne and Tonus not doing the championship, you know, it was quite open.
Yeah.
And then with those guys getting injured, there's like four or five of us, you know, it's wide open, the championship. There's four or five of us there that are pretty similar speeds and, you know, it's going to make for great racing every weekend. When those other two guys are in it, as bad as it is to say, they were just on a different level to what we were, and you're always racing for third or fourth. And now, to have a British Championship open like that, there's not many chances like any of us will get it, you know, ready to go for a British Championship. So I'm going to do everything I can to try and make it happen.
Yeah, you are right. You know, the bottom line is they ride at that higher level week in, week out, and they are fast, and they've got a bloody good bike as well. So, but unfortunately, with them gone, it does open it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it makes it a lot more exciting, you know, for the people watching, for the riders. Like, you go in there thinking, yeah, you know, you kind of have to make it happen, and there could be, like, I guess no one really at the start of the year was saying that, like, any of us that were going to be up there would have been there if Tonus and Osborne were there. You know, it was pretty much a done deal if they were riding it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, as you say, the fans are going to, for their money, they're going to see a whole lot more racing.
Yeah, and I think also for us guys, you know, you're going to be racing a lot harder to win a championship. You know, like, it's cool to finish third or fourth, but, you know, when you actually realise that there's a good possibility that you could actually come away with the British Championship, you know, I think there'll be, you know, the guys are going to go for it. You're going to step it up. You know, like, it's a different mindset when everything's opened up like that, I think.
Yeah. We just spoke to Mel, actually, and he's sort of obviously pumped that he's a red plate holder. Have you ever held the red plate?
No, never. Only for the Red Bull. I've actually never ever won a moto in the whole time I've been here. I've never won a British Championship moto. I've had lots of seconds and lots of thirds, so that's one of my biggest goals this year, is actually to win a moto, my first moto, and win my first overall. So,
wow, that's yeah. So yeah, that is a goal for tomorrow then.
Yeah, definitely.
But going back to your bike then, modification wise, you say the guys at EvoTech do it. Do they? Is that what they do full time? Explain what EvoTech do exactly.
Yeah, that's like Matt Hutchins runs the company, and he pretty much, that's his job. He does like a lot of. There's a lot of engines for like the schoolboy kids in the 150s and the BYMX and all that type of thing, and suspension and stuff obviously as well. Then he's got Nigel, who's my mechanic on the weekends. He works with Matt. Yeah, and they're just pretty much flat out doing engines and suspension all week, I think.
Yeah, which is as you say, there's a market there with the youth riders for sure.
Yeah, it works pretty good, you know. Like, I mean, you know, like, he does the bikes the best he can for me, and then if I'm getting good results in the weekend, it's a real good advertisement for the kids and everyone in the industry. You know, it's a good advert for his company and stuff, you know. So, and then I get what I need to do my job, and then it works out good. If everything's going well, he gets the exposure and the business off of that, the back of that, you know.
Yeah. So for you then, as sort of your career now, have you forgotten about GPs, or is that still possibly a goal again?
I mean, like, when you're at home and on the weekends watching the GPs, you think, man, you know, I'd really love to be doing that, especially when we've had 3 weekends off now. Obviously, racing GPs is amazing. The tracks are good. The organization is good. But at the end of the day, when you've got to be making money from the job, it's, you know, it's just not feasible. Like, you'd probably spend... The team would probably be spending over £2,000 a weekend to go there.
Yeah, at least.
And I mean, you don't get anything back off of it, you know. Like, I'm at the age now, like, I'm really enjoying racing in England with the Masters and the Red Bull and the British. Like, I can be making good money every weekend, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm concentrating on that. I wouldn't mind doing a year somewhere else, you know. I'm getting old now. And yeah, I don't know, like, just to do, I've been racing the same tracks now for like the last 8 years and stuff. It would be cool to go somewhere else. And
what
just,
about, yeah, like a USA year in the US sort of thing, doing outdoors?
Yeah, like kind of something like that, you know, just to see how you always see riders that do go over there and you see, you know, they do pretty well and stuff, and you always wonder how it would be, you know.
Yeah, you'd have to go over with a good package though, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, like you'd have to have good money backing behind you and good people around you to do, like, it wouldn't be worth going and doing a half job or that type of thing. You'd like, you'd have to have everything in line and have a good proper go at it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow in Ling. It's definitely on. We keep getting phone calls and emails and all sorts of stuff, but it's supposed to be all right down there, to be honest.
Yeah, I saw some photos. The track looks really dry. I mean, that place, with it being on the hills and stuff, I'd say it would take quite a bit of rain, and as far as I know, it's on, and they say that a lot of the rain has missed that area, so fingers crossed everything will be good.
Yeah, 100%, definitely on. So, well, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon then.
Cool, all right. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Okay, mate. Speak to you later.
Cheers. Bye.